Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Sidney Powell is live. Rudy Giuliani eviscerated the Democrat voter fraud for an hour. I had to stand and applaud. Sidney Powell is up to bat now, and she's doing the same thing. Let's go back live to this historic press conference.
Alter elections in other countries. We know specifically that Venezuela exported it for that purpose to Argentina and other Latin American companies to make sure that the corrupt rulers who were willing to pay the highest price for being in office were allowed to rig their elections. This is stunning, heartbreaking, infuriating, and the most unpatriotic acts I can even imagine for people in this country to have participated in any way, shape, or form. And I want the American public to know right now that we will not be intimidated. American patriots are fed up with the corruption from the local level to the highest level of our government, and we are going to take this country back. We are not going to be intimidated. We are not going to back down. We are going to clean this mess up now. President Trump won by a landslide. We are going to prove it, and we are going to reclaim the United States of America for the people who vote for freedom.
How come you're not suing in the Wisconsin counties that use this? Why are you only doing a recount?
We're not out to the questions at this point. My name is Jenna Ellis, and I'm the senior legal advisor to the Trump campaign.
So a Democrat hack, obviously, in the audience trying to scuttle this. It's not going to work.
Where we're at and what you can expect from this process. So what you have heard, I'm sure, in the fake newspapers tomorrow will be one of two things. Either there was not sufficient evidence that we've presented, or we spoke too long. Okay? So what you've heard now is basically an opening statement. This is what you can expect to see when we get to court to actually have a full trial on the merits, to actually show this evidence in court and prove our case. This is not a Law and Order episode where everything is neatly wrapped up in 60 minutes. For those of you who are here in this room or have maybe tuned out in other networks, clearly you've never been court reporters. Trials take time. Putting on evidence takes time. This is basically an opening statement so the American people can understand what the networks have been hiding and what they refuse to cover, because all of your fake news headlines are dancing around the merits of this case and are trying to delegitimize what we are doing here. Let me be very clear that our objective is to make sure to preserve and protect election integrity. President Trump has been saying from day one that this is about maintaining free and fair elections in this country. It is not about overturning an outcome. It is about making sure that election integrity is preserved, and every American should want that. If every American is not on board with that, you have to ask yourself why. And if your fake news network is not covering this or allowing you to cover it fairly and accurately, you should ask yourself why. This is absolutely a legitimate legal basis. We have been asked to provide an entire case that generally would take years in civil litigation. I've been a prosecutor. I have tried cases with far simpler facts. One thing happened in a matter of minutes, and it still takes days. And we go through a jury process. This is the court of public opinion right now. We are not trying our case in the court of public opinion, because if we were, we would get unbiased jurors. I would strike 99% of you from the jury, and I would be allowed to because of the fake news coverage you provide. You are not unbiased jurors. And until you step out of your role as a journalist and actually go into a courtroom and you are a judge on a bench that has sworn an oath to be unbiased in our separation of powers, then your opinion does not matter. The facts matter. The truth matters. And if you are fair reporters, you will cover that fairly and appropriately, and you will allow coverage of our
media.
This
is Jenna Ellis, one of Trump's great legal team members. I mean, what an absolute champion. This is incredible, folks. We're skipping these breaks. This is historic. Wow, what a moment here. American patriots are rising and fighting back. This is only the beginning. We've only begun to fight. Let's go back to this historic press conference.
America is in crisis. Emergency lockdown 2 is coming under Biden. Support InfoWars, the fight against total economic collapse, and Biden's martial law disguised as lockdown 2. Up to 60% off, plus free shipping and triple patriot points and more at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, Alpha Power, back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Vitamineral Fusion, Kava Chill, Super Male Vitality, Super Female, and so many other amazing products. These are game-changing things that the globalists don't need to have. These are things that are absolutely elemental to what you and your body have to live. But regardless, buying these products from us funds the InfoWars, so it's a 360 win. I want to thank you all for your support. I want to ask you to redouble your efforts to spread the word. I want to ask you to buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com today, because without you, won't be on the air. Again, I salute you and thank you all. The toll-free number is 888-253-3139. Please take action today in our emergency cell.
The state legislatures are the ones that make
once again, this
laws.
Is InfoWars live coverage of the historic Stop the Steal press conference is what we'll call it. Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Jenna Ellis speaking now. Joseph DeGeneva, it looks like, is in the background. Maybe he'll speak too. And Jenna Ellis is just laying it all out right now. No holds barred. Let's go back to this live coverage.
Down our American system. Our founders were so brilliant that they anticipated this, that there would be corruption, there would be foreign influence, there would be attempts to manipulate the outcome of the election, especially with who they called our chief magistrate. I would encourage all of you to go home and actually read Alexander Hamilton's Federalist 68 and see what he described as an advocacy position to adopt and ratify the Electoral College and the process by which we select our president. We select our president through the Electoral College not because it disenfranchises voters, but because it is a security mechanism for exactly the type of corruption that we are uncovering. And every American should be grateful and thankful that our founders had the foresight to put in those protections and provisions to make sure that your legitimate legal vote is not disenfranchised. That is what we are advocating for. We want to make sure to protect election integrity. And your president, President Trump, we are so proud that he is in this fight because he understands that when he swore his oath of office, he swore an oath to uphold and defend the United States Constitution. That is what he is doing. And that is what we are doing. We are confident that through this multiple pathway to victory, we will get to the actual outcome that the evidence shows. But this is not about overturning an election on our part. It's about making sure that we protect and preserve free and fair elections for all future American elections. If the United States caves to corruption or this type of election integrity disaster, then no election will be secure from here on out. And we all need to be keenly aware of that. We are the representatives here that are standing in this gap and defending President Trump and defending you, the American people, at the end of the day. This is ultimately about the United States of America, and we want to make sure to protect and defend that. And as my colleagues have said, we will not back down. We won't be intimidated. President Trump will not be intimidated. You, the American people, should not be intimidated. You, the press, should cover this fairly and should know that this matters to election integrity, and it matters to the future of our nation. So we have given you an overview, but recognize this is not a court of law. We will get there, and we have time, and we have constitutional provisions that will step in when we show the corruption and the irredeemably challenged and overturned votes that are absolutely corrupt in all of these counties. It is irredeemably compromised. We will show that, but you have to give us that opportunity. This has been just our opening statement, and we have an opportunity to get there, and we have time, and we will do that. This is the United States of America, and we stand proudly for President Donald J. Trump. Thank you.
One more point. That was incredible. Let's go back to Sidney Powell.
Is watching this. I have gotten multiple emails from people in other countries who watch the same pattern happen there. We have witness testimony that the same things were done in those countries as this was exported from Venezuela and by Maduro and by Mr. Chavez and by Cuba. And, of course, we know China also has a substantial presence in Venezuela and substantial interest in making sure that President Trump does not continue in office. This is the consummate foreign interference in our election in the most criminal way you can possibly imagine. It must be shut down. We know, for example, that one of the Dominion's highest level employees or officers went to Detroit himself to man the Detroit Operations Center, where he could watch the votes coming in real time and decide what file folder in the system to put those votes into. That's why you see massive spikes after hours when people were told that all the votes were in and all the votes were counted. Many Dominion employees have already reached out to us to tell us the truth. They are Americans who want to ensure election integrity like we do. I would encourage every Dominion or Smartmatic employee who is fed up with the corruption in this country to come forward as soon as possible, because these are serious federal offenses that I am confident the Department of Justice will be in pursuit of in very short order if they are not already.
All right. A few questions?
Yeah. Mayor Giuliani, this sort of reminds us, 30 years ago, they had federal judges doing consent decrees over elections. So you had a federal judge overseeing the election. This is old Chicago days. Will you be asking that in Georgia, where you have two Senate races that have the U.S. District Court judges and federal authorities monitoring elections?
I can't say what's going to be done
in
about
it. We have sort of a... Operation Grey Lord.
I'm sorry, in what county?
County, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Atlanta, there's sort of an Operation Grey Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you were informed
yep.
of that.
I know about it. I really can't give you an opinion on that. I think, obviously, every election official should learn something from this and be very, very careful with the next election. I know this is a lot of information that we've given you, probably because we're frustrated with what we keep reading and hearing in the censored press, which is that we have no evidence, we have no specifics, we have no backup of what we're saying, and you largely ignore the affidavits that are filed. Whether you agree or disagree with an affidavit, it's evidence. You can't say, I mean, you're just lying to the American people when you say there's no evidence. Sydney was giving you information that come from affidavits from other people that are given under oath. I was explaining things to you from affidavits that come from other people, American citizens, who swear under oath that they saw 100,000 ballots come in and that they were all for Joe Biden. And that I should point out, now that Sydney has spoken, that those happened just around the time that the Dominion or Smartmatic people call the halt to the election. And then you can also trace it with a very big spike in the vote count at exactly that time. Right up. So what we're telling you is supported by evidence. And we're going to have to present these because of the procedures that exist according to the different voting laws of the different states. For example, you asked us about Wisconsin. We have to first create a contest in Wisconsin before we can move to bringing a fulsome federal lawsuit. The contest, from everything I can see, is going to overturn the vote because it's going to show somewhere around 100,000 illegal ballots in two counties that Biden carried by 75-80%, and you know how close Wisconsin is. And what I'm talking about is the absentee ballots for which there were no applications. And that's not just a small matter. The reason for the application and the reason to keep all these things together is precisely to avoid what the Democrats did in this election, which is to misuse the absentee ballot process and the mail-in ballot process in order to cheat. So they really cheated in two respects. They cheated with the machines. Instead of asking me Are we going to bring a lawsuit in Wisconsin, which we will if we have to? You should have asked me, and you should be more astounded by the fact that our votes are counted in Germany and in Spain by a company owned by affiliates of Chavez and Maduro. Did you ever believe that was true? Did any of you here believe that that was possible? Of course it's not. Of course it shouldn't be possible. I don't know if we're going to have time to develop all that in time to fill the requirements of all these cases. We have enough evidence without that to overturn this election. We have it from the affidavits of American citizens. But that's a matter of national security that we're talking about now. Very, very serious matter of national security. Please don't make light of it. And don't act like you knew it. Don't act like it isn't a surprise.
We're skipping right now to cover this historic press conference. But in case anybody in that room is listening, please, for the love of God, give Rudy Giuliani a towel to wipe his shoe polish sweat sideburns off the side of his face. I'm begging you guys. Please. Let's go back to Rudy Giuliani.
That the company counting...
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407. Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We are back from what is a skipped break as we're covering this historic landmark press conference here. But, you know, I'm having a lot of people sending me messages, giving me feedback so far from today. I hosted the Alex Jones Show yesterday with Alex. I hosted the War Room. I guess you could say I was kind of on edge. We'll just leave it at that. And people are sending me messages today saying, Owen, you sound a lot better today. You sound more confident. You sound a little more cool and collected and calm. What's going on? Folks, you have no idea what a big relief this is for me, okay? I just went around the country last week and laid all this information out, literally to a T. It's almost like they studied my rallies, my Stop the Steal Caravan rallies, took notes, and then just went and investigated and now are showing all the evidence and getting ready to present it in a legal case. So, yeah, I'm feeling pretty damn good because it makes me irrelevant. The fact that we have patriots, the fact that we have lawyers and state representatives and legislatures and people in the media, and finally, we're coming back. People are fighting. They're ready to fight this corruption. They're ready to call it out. They're not cowering. They're not living in fear. We're publicly laughing at CNN journalists at this press conference. Thank God. So, yeah, I'm feeling pretty damn good. I'm feeling pretty damn good right now when this historic landmark press conference to save our republic, to save our rigged election, stop the banana republic, stop communist corruption. The fact that this sounds like exactly like what InfoWars has been saying for months now. Yeah, feels pretty damn good. Not going to lie. Let's go back live now as they're taking questions. Sidney Powell at the mic.
Republican or Democratic candidates in any state across the country paid to have the system rigged to work for them. These people didn't do this just to take control. They make one heck of a lot of money off of it. Think about the global interests behind your own news organizations. Think about the pressure being brought to bear on from the social media companies to shut down free speech on any challenge to the election. This is a massive, well-funded, coordinated effort to deprive we, the people of the United States, of our most fundamental right under the Constitution to preserve this republic that we all cherish. It is of the greatest concern. It is the 1775 of our generation and beyond.
Sydney, speaking of our votes being held and processed, tabulated overseas, there's reports that there was a piece of hardware, possibly a server, picked up in Germany. Is that true, and is it related to this?
That is true. It is somehow related to this, but I do not know whether good guys got it or bad guys got it.
We don't know who picked it up.
Why did you not request a recount in Wisconsin where the counties that use Dominion systems?
I can only hear one person at the time. I'm going to take the one with the hands raised.
I'm with Just the News.
Yes.
So question for you, Sydney. First, on the issue of the machines, do you plan to have, are you seeking a court order to either seize or subpoena just to gain access to any of these machines in any of these contested districts? Have you begun that process? And when can we expect a timeline on that? And then for you, Mr. Mayor, you mentioned in Wisconsin and in Michigan these issues of overvoting. Where can we learn more about this? You're saying 150, 200%?
Up to 350% in some places.
Where would we get access to that data? And then to what extent were those people who showed up to vote in person? Because in Michigan, for example, they did allow same-day registration.
Yes, well, the same-day registration causes problems with the vote signature and the registration itself. That's a whole different system that makes it impossible, really, to validate the signature. I mean, one person could sign the same name. I could sign John Smith. I could sign Kay Smith. I could sign, you know, on both things and run 50 ballots that way. And we've got some evidence of that being done as well. Rudy, do you want to speak to the other part of it?
Sure.
We have now three overvote analyses done, one for Pennsylvania, one for Michigan, and one for Wisconsin. We're in the process – oh, I'm sorry, Georgia. We're in the process of doing the others. I'll check to see if it's appropriate for us to make it public.
Well,
I imagine it is, but you could actually do it.
Yeah.
You could do it yourself.
A lot of the analysis comes from the real-time data that came through to the news medias the night and following the election. And some entrepreneurs out there have started crunching data themselves.
Folks, that's the wild thing. That's what I'm saying. This information is publicly available. You can't go into the archives and basically see how they're obtaining it. That's what they're saying they're in the process of doing. But you can see how they have 350% vote turnout. You can see how there's 200,000 votes magically for Biden at 3 a.m. in Wisconsin and Michigan. Again, I just did a whole tour on the Southeast Coast explaining all this. So, yeah, I'm feeling kind of good that these freedom-loving monsters of law are taking on the deep state, taking on the globalists, trying to save our country. Yeah, this is very relieving.
And the vote tallies in the middle of the night after they've supposedly stopped counting. And that's when the Dominion operators went in and injected votes and changed the whole system. And it affects votes around the country, around the world, and all kinds of massive interests of globalist dictators, corporations, you name it. Everybody's against us except President Trump and we the people of the United States.
You've spoken of unleashing the Kraken. Is the country ready for this? I mean, Americans should be astonished at what you're saying here today. Is the country on the verge of an electoral breakdown?
We've already had it. We have already had that electoral breakdown. But the Constitution, as Jenna explains, has provisions in it for how you fix this. And there should never be another election conducted in this country, I don't care if it's for local dog catcher, using a Dominion machine and Smartmatic software. We have got to have an American company that uses paper ballots that we can all verify so every one of us can see that our vote is our vote.
Why are you not requesting recounts in Wisconsin counties that use Dominion software? You're requesting recounts in two counties that don't use the software at all.
This case is not only about – remember, this case didn't begin with Dominion. This case began, and this case can be proven the old-fashioned way. It can be proven based on just good old-fashioned Democratic tactics that go back to Mayor Daley in the 1960s when he held the vote back in Chicago so that he could elect John F. Kennedy. Or as recently as last year when they held the vote back in Palm Beach County and Broward County in order to see if they could steal that election for the Senate and governor and then got caught manufacturing ballots. Democrats have been doing this for years on a small scale. The mail-in voter statute, which all of a sudden multiplied by 10 times the number of mail-in votes, they realized they could have a field day. They could do precisely what Jimmy Carter and Secretary Baker warned us about. All you have to do is own an election board, and you can get away with it. And unlike what Sidney is talking about, where you could have a paper trail, a paper ballot, I tried to point out to you, the minute that you separate the outer envelope from the ballot, you can no longer trace it, which is why the count, whatever the count in Georgia today is, it's totally ridiculous. They're counting the same fraudulent ballots.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, our network feed, the InfoWars network feed, is skipping breaks. Local radio or satellite stations may still be going to those breaks. So we may be breaking. We'll be right back. But for the InfoWars Network feeds, we're skipping breaks.
America is in crisis. Emergency lockdown 2 is coming under Biden. Support InfoWars, the fight against total economic collapse, and Biden's martial law disguised as lockdown 2. Up to 60% off, plus free shipping and triple Patriot points and more at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus. Alpha Power back to Stock, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Vitamineral Fusion, Cavachil, Supermel Vitality, Super Female, and so many other amazing products. These are game-changing things that the globalists don't want you to have. These are things that are absolutely elemental to what you and your body have to live. But regardless, buying these products from us funds the InfoWars, which is a 360 win. I want to thank you all for your support. I want to ask you to redouble your efforts to spread the word. I want to ask you to buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com today, because without you, we won't be on the air. Again, I salute you and thank you all. The toll-free number is 888-253-3139. Please take action today in our emergency center.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Follow the political party, man. I mean, you're actually serious?
Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Jenna Ellis, and others, they say they're going to take 2 more questions.
When the Secretary of State of Michigan never bothered to find out that the votes in her state were being counted in Germany by a Venezuelan company, and you want me to take her seriously or him seriously? I mean, I was in government. If I were the governor of that state, I'd fire everybody that was involved in this election. They didn't come and tell me that my state was going to be embarrassed, made a fool of, because I'm sending my votes of people in Michigan over to Germany to be counted by a company that is owned by people who are allies of Maduro and Chavez. By the way, Carolyn Maloney, who wrote that, is my congresswoman. A Democrat pointed that out. They didn't do the darndest bit of due diligence. If you bought a $10 million company, you would have done more due diligence than that. Maybe they're incompetent, Or maybe they didn't want to know. But you're not going to have me take seriously anything that comes from anyone involved in the election the way it was conducted in Michigan.
But you guys are saying that those votes have been rescinded. They haven't. The Secretary of State there says that they can't be.
The Secretary of State can say whatever she wants to say. Of course she's going to say that. She's a Democrat. She could also credit the affidavits of the two people and say that the board is tied and therefore the vote hasn't been certified. So because she's a Democrat, she's saying that. Do you think she has any credibility, having run the kind of election they ran in Michigan? You think anyone in that government has credibility after using a machine and fooling their citizens? There can't be a person in Michigan who thought their vote was being sent outside the United States so somebody could play with it. I mean, it's...
And by the way, the Gateway Pundit has now published the numbers they've been reporting. Folks, in all these counties, the vote comes back from overseas, and it's the exact same ratio split, the exact same percentage split, a literal 0% possibility.
We're not, we are limited in what we can do. We're not the FBI. We're not the government. We don't have that kind of subpoena power. We don't have the power to just go subpoena anything we want. The government does. We would have to subpoena in line with a case. Our first case, we're asking for that authority in Pennsylvania and in Michigan. But you have to get that authority from the court. We're private citizens. We're not the government. If I were the government, like I used to be, there'd probably be a lot of people arrested by now.
Woo!
Because there's plenty of probable cause. Plenty of probable cause.
You alleged that Donald Trump has won by a landslide. We've seen that a lot of your lawsuits and, in fact, lawyers have been kind of dropping like flies. What do you say to those people who call this a Russia 2.0 just on the other side? Why didn't this end all? Why didn't this end? Where, what fake network do you come from? I don't come from a fake network. In fact, I am completely independent, have no one above my head.
Oh, my goodness. Well, first of all, our cases haven't been dismissed. We only have
over 20.
Look at the plaintiffs who are involved in this.
It's not our case, ma'am.
Many
don't lie to people.
I'm saying, what do you say to
ma'am, 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 you are lying.
I think that we
you're lying.
That,
you're lying.
Well,
continue to lie. I'm not going to.
I went way over their head.
Ma'am.
Okay.
Let me answer the question. Let me answer the question. The answer to the question is we don't have a lot of lawsuits. We only have three. Our lawsuits have not been dropped all over the place. Okay. Well, you're a totally discourteous person. I'm going to finish my answer. So. I'm going to finish my answer. The fact is we have very, very few lawsuits. The lawsuits you're talking about have been brought by private individuals and groups. Most of them were dismissed for lack of standing, probably correctly, because they were brought before the election took place. The election is now over. The only lawsuit we have withdrawn is the one where we got the relief that we wanted, and that's the one in Michigan. We also have another lawsuit in Michigan that will accomplish the other objectives of what we want to do in Michigan. So it's silly to have two competing lawsuits. The only lawyer that left a case left because he was threatened. His family was threatened. His children were threatened. And so was the other lawyer. Yeah, that's true. We have a little difficulty getting lawyers because our lawyers get threatened with being killed because of the ridiculous way in which you cover this and the ridiculous way in which you cover.
You haven't seen how I've covered this. No, what
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about everybody, but I get a pretty good sense from you, the way you handle yourself, how you cover it. All right, we're finished with you now. One last question. One last question from a... One last question from a reasonable civil person. Yeah, you are not. Yes.
I'm not a reasonable person?
No, her, she isn't.
Okay, all right.
Well, we'll find out.
I'm from the Daily Caller, for the record.
Oh, there we go.
If the courts don't let you present these cases like Jenna just said, will you give the entire bulk of the evidence to the media to review? And if so, when are you going to drag this thing out like the Hunter Biden hard drive again?
We're not going to drag it out. I mean, it's ridiculous for you to say we're dragging it out. Al Gore had a lot more time than we've had, and we've had 2 weeks to investigate. So that's also completely unfair to say we're dragging it out. Also, if we're going to present things in court, if we present it to you, judges are not going to be very happy with us. And finally, I have to tell you, our witnesses don't want to be exposed to the tender mercies of a vicious press. I have great difficulty getting those witnesses that I did reveal to allow me to do it. They don't trust you. They don't like you. They think you put their lives in jeopardy with the spin that you put on what's going on here and with the unfairness in which you cover it. It's not easy to reveal the things that they tell me.
So the answer is no.
The answer is I can't do it because I can't put a witness's life in jeopardy or a person who thinks there's life in jeopardy. This woman tells me we have lawyers dropping out of the case. We have lawyers dropping out of the case because they're being threatened with destruction of their careers, destruction of their livelihood, and in some cases, destruction of their lives. That comes about because of the hysterical way in which you have covered Donald Trump and his administration. But we're going to change all that. We're going to go to court. We're going to prove it in court. I would love to release all the information that I have. I would love to give it to you all. Except most of you wouldn't cover it. A few of you would. And then we'd have half the American people probably informed. The censorship that is going on in this country right now by big tech and by big media is almost as dangerous as the election fraud that we're revealing. Maybe just as dangerous. We're headed to a very bad place. And it is not inappropriate that a Venezuelan company counted our votes. Thank you.
Wow. Wow, ladies and gentlemen. That was incredible. That was historic. That is going to resonate worldwide. That was a meteor impact level on the American body politic and the world. And this is just the beginning. Here's what we're going to do. We've skipped all of our breaks. We need to pay the bills. When we come back, I'm going to go through all of the notes here that I took listening to that press conference and lay it all out and what it means and what's coming next. But we got to take the first break that we've taken today, because we've just been covering this historic press conference with Trump's legal team, and wow. I mean, I even need a minute to just kind of gather my feet here. But, folks, that's just incredible. I can't even. Ladies and gentlemen, we haven't even plugged today. We've been skipping breaks. We've now funded and launched this whole Stop the Steal caravan that's been going on for 2 weeks now with Jones rallying people in Atlanta, going to be out there again Saturday. I think I'm going to be rallying again Saturday here in Austin. In fact, I might as well just come out and say it. We're going to be doing it again Saturday here at the state capitol in Austin. They did it last Saturday. It was huge. We didn't even do it or promote it. I'll be out there Saturday. Come out and join me, state capitol here in Austin at noon. Folks, InfoWarsStore.com is how we do all this. InfoWarsStore.com makes it all possible. Get the great supplements, the great air filters, the great water filters, the emergency food supplies, the survival gear. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Your support at InfoWarsStore.com makes everything we do here possible. And you see why InfoWars needs to be on the air, because no one else will air that press conference. We have to air.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer sitting in for Alex here in the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. Alex is on the road in Atlanta. He'll be rejoining us here shortly. I have major big league duties to fulfill right now in response to that landmark historic press conference that we just witnessed. But folks, I have to reiterate this because we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for your support at InfoWarsStore.com. We just skipped, I think, 5 or 6 breaks. That's money that's not coming in. So we prioritized and said, we have to cover this press conference in its entirety, skip the breaks, whatever the financial pitfalls may be. But we're relying and trusting that you're going to make up for that by going to InfoWarsStore.com today and taking advantage of some of the great specials like 50% off DNA Force Plus, 50% off Bodies, and big discounts on top selling supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock. VasoBeat Complete back in stock. The t-shirts, the hats, the emergency food supplies, the water filters, the air filters. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. But again, folks, I implore you, please, please go do some shopping at InfoWarsStore.com today. We just skipped like 6 or 7 breaks. That's money not coming in. So please, we're relying on you to make up for that by going to InfoWarsStore.com today and doing some shopping. Now, I've got a ton of news here to cover. I got a ton of more news coming in, but let me go through my notes here what we just heard, saw, and witnessed there at that press conference. Nearly went 2 hours. Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, and Jenna Ellis doing the speaking. I mean, Jenna Ellis, talk about a rising star. But I said this before, and I'm going to say it again, because kind of the easiest bellwether, the most organic bellwether for me to just see if I'm engaging or you know, what people are thinking about is just my incoming messages. And from yesterday to today with my coverage, people are saying, hey, you sound a little more relaxed today. You sound more confident. What's going on? That's good. You know, you're not as upset as you were yesterday or whatever words they're using. I'm saying, yeah, well, I'm sitting here listening to this press conference, and I've got Rudy Giuliani, I've got Sidney Powell, I've got Jenna Ellis on Trump's legal team having this press conference that's being watched worldwide. Right Side Broadcasting is streaming it as well. We had millions of people tuning into it live. I'm sure Right Side Broadcasting has had hundreds of thousands like they normally do. So people are getting this information, and it sounds exactly like InfoWars. It sounds like they just took bullet points from my Stop the Steal Caravan rallies, wrote them down, went and did the actual legal investigation to find the proof, get the affidavits, and now they have it all. So, yeah, there's a bit of a relief factor there, folks. When you're in the arena fighting, feeling like you're alone in the arena, and then all of a sudden the troops come in and you get a little, you know, chance to catch your wind in the middle of the ring, yeah, that's a pretty relieving factor there. So that's incredible. That's incredible. Jenna Ellis used a phrase multiple times that I think is key. The election results, the process of our election is irredeemable. Irredeemable. It's fake, folks. We haven't had elections in this country for a long time. We've had selections. And just by sheer will and voter turnout alone, we've been able to keep some actual patriotic people in government. We were actually able to get Donald Trump in there. That's with all their theft, with all their stealing, with the rigged voting machines. But see, they knew they had to go 10 times as much as they had in 2016 to rig this election against Trump. So they did it, and they got caught. It was so obvious. But irredeemable. The way we have been electing our officials and the process and the technology we've been using is irredeemable. It must be ended forever if we're going to save this republic and we're going to save our elections. Irredeemable. Very choice word by Jenna Ellis. Sidney Powell. Again, it's like they were taking notes from the Stop the Steal Caravan rallies. I'm not even saying that's the case. We're just speaking the truth. So it's like, wow, someone else with a bigger platform with a lot more power and pull is speaking the truth and seeking the truth and telling the American people, thank God. It's like a glass of ice water in the desert. So Sidney Powell says the world is watching. And she's right. The world is watching. And the world is waiting to see if America can defeat this tyranny. And then they will get the clarion call and they will fight as well. And we will expose the rigged voting machines so that other countries can have fair elections again as well, too. Sidney Powell said, we should never have another election with Dominion or Smartmatic voting machines. Bingo. Bingo. They're irredeemable. They rig elections. Every American should be up in arms about this. Rudy Giuliani said our elections were hacked. They were hacked. They were hacked. These are electronic voting machines. They get hacked remotely. And this is why this is going to be such a tough legal fight, because, folks, they can't do recounts. They don't even have ballots to recount it. Rudy Giuliani even showed you. They throw out the ballots. They input it into a machine. And then all you have is that machine data that can be rigged remotely, changed remotely, deleted remotely, inputted remotely. So it's all about exposing these rigged voting machines, folks. That is the number one key. And for all the people in the media that cried Russian collusion for 4 years, you disingenuous, dirtbag liberals better be just as upset with the foreign interference in 2020 from China, from Germany, from Spain, from Venezuela. Now, they probably won't be, but again, that shows you their giant fraud. Rudy Giuliani described this election theft as one of the biggest crimes in history. Sidney Powell echoed that behind him, saying, in world history. Giuliani said if he was still in government, people would be arrested. I'd like to nominate Rudy Giuliani to head of the Department of Justice. Rudy Giuliani said that his legal team and people involved in this, including the people signing affidavits that end up going public, are receiving death threats. Yes, folks, we are dealing with a criminal cabal, a worldwide gangster mafia at which Joe Biden sits at the head table. I believe they want this to go to the Supreme Court. Rudy Giuliani has said, hinted at that, as has Sidney Powell. And I think that's because their goal here, folks, is to expose these rigged elections and then cement that we will never have anything like this again in our country with a Supreme Court decision. It's a big risk, but it's going for the home run. It's going for broke. And if that's their mentality, then I understand it and I'm behind it. And I just hope that there are people of the 9 Supreme Court judges that have enough integrity and wherewithal to realize how important this is. They shouldn't be politicized, but we know they are, to put their politics aside and realize this is all about our election system and fair elections worldwide and exposing corruption. And I do think it will ultimately end up there, and that will ultimately end up being the case, and it may take a few months for us to get to that point. So it's going to be long and drawn out. Now, I expect, and the crew's already telling me, that Fox News is already spinning this, but CNN and MSNBC, ABC, NBC, CBS, Washington Post, New York Times, get ready. They're all going to say, no evidence, no evidence, no evidence, no evidence. Big tech is going to censor that press conference, censor any clips, censor anything, and say, no evidence, no evidence, no evidence. That's their big move, is no evidence, no evidence, no evidence. Even though we have all the evidence. It's the biggest gaslight in history. It's the biggest lie in history. And you say, well, what about all the other lies? Every big lie they tell is stacked on top of that lie and therefore bigger than that lie. There's so much evidence, you're swimming in it. And they'll say no evidence, so get ready for that narrative. And so they called out Michigan hard, the governor, the secretary of state. They should be arrested for what they've done, but ladies and gentlemen, what is this crushing defeat of the left and the Democrats and the moron liberals going to look like in 2 months? This is going to be worse than 2016 now 100 times. It's going to be worse when they had no Russian collusion and no evidence and no witnesses. It's going to be worse than their 2-time failed impeachment. It's going to be worse than us getting Kavanaugh in, Coney Barrett in. It's going to be all of it combined times 10, folks. They are really celebrating this cheat over us, because it feels even better that they cheated and got away with it, because that's even more empowering. So, and there's going to be rallies all across the nation this Saturday at every state capital. In fact, I announced it last segment. We don't even have really the crew to properly do this. I don't give a damn. Organic grassroots, come out to the Austin State Capitol building on Saturday at noon, okay? Come out, wave your flag. Let's just dominate this culturally. Let's dominate this in the streets. Let's dominate this in the courtroom. We all must be activated now. The future of the republic depends on it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.